open high. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith,
oh,
and the dark
to this age
came to us. True sacrifice,
oh,
hear the faithful words of Christ.
Oh.
Holy
words,
long preserved,
oh,
for our walk,
oh, in this world.
They resound with God's own eye,
oh,
let the ancient words in, or ancient words,
tell
the truth. Oh, you're
changing me,
oh, changing me and changing you. Oh, we have
come, we have come
with open
eyes,
oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
oh, ancient words,
oh, tell the truth,
changing me and changing you.
Oh, oh,
we have come with open eyes,
oh,
let the ancient words impart.
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we are opening now the ancient word, which is forever true, O Lord, and which has the power to change me and change my brother and my sister, O Lord. We are approaching this holy word with reverence and with respect, O Lord, because we know that you are the word, O Lord, because it is written, in the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh. And today the word came into us in the form of the Holy Ghost, O Lord. That's why we are praying day and night, O Lord, that you transform us so that our flesh, our mind, our everything in us, O Lord, should be submitted to this holy word, O Lord. Be with us now as we share these few thoughts, O Lord. We know that without you, our human lips will not be able to enter and understand these heavenly things, O Lord. Come now, O Lord, and help us. Open our mind, open our understandings, O Lord, and give us the context so that we can understand these heavenly things, O Lord. Bless the whole service, O Lord. The song service, the offering, the worship, the testimonies, the preaching of the word. Everything, we commit it into your hands. Bless our brethren who are not along with us today, O Lord. Those who have traveled, those who are in holidays everywhere in the world, O Lord. Let your hand be upon them and let you bring them back safely, O Lord. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We greet the saints from Carlo. Thank you for making the long journey and coming to fellowship with us. Let's open our Bibles, Revelation chapter 10. We're just going to read one verse, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we are still on our topic that we started last Sunday. Who is the angel of the Lord? Amen. So It's a notion we have been told since we were very little. I know my little girl. There was a time where she asked me to buy her wings because she wanted to be an angel. Amen. So it's a common notion we have. Every human being at some stage he come to hear about angels. And we have a common understanding of what angels are. But we are going to take the scriptural view of what exactly means angel. Because we are living in a day where there's a promise that there'll be ministration of angels to human beings. Amen. So angels have always been associated to humans throughout the Bible. God has always used angels when he wants to accomplish some special tasks, when you want to do something, when you want to minister in a special way to humans, to send a message or something else, he uses angels. So you need to be aware of what an angel is. Because many times, it's sad to say, but many people have seen demons and they call them angels. Amen. Many people have seen some kind of spirits, and they called it angels. There's no doubt that they saw something. We have no reason not to believe them. They saw something, but we have to compare it to the scripture. So that today, if I come and tell you I saw an angel, say, how did your angel look like? And you bring it back to the scripture. If it compares to the scripture, not only that, but what did the angel say? Amen. Because behind every sign, there's a voice. When God came down on Mount Sinai, there was not only thunders and everything that was there, but there was a voice behind the sign. Amen. So we have to examine the appearance, the voice, and the message, compare it to the rest of the Bible. Amen. So, what are angels exactly? Because it's a common notion that we have. There's angels in heaven, which is true. God sits in the middle of the angels. And we came to, take it commonly that every angel is supposed to have wings. There are angels who have wings. There are angels who don't have wings. Amen. An angel is a generic term that designed that as human, even the Bible at some stage, it uses it as a generic term to refer to heavenly creatures. But not all heavenly creatures are angels. Amen. In heaven, there are many creatures that are there to serve God. But not all of them are angels. In heaven, God has some kind of hierarchy. He has some kind of ranks of his people, of those beings that serve him. An angel is just one of the category that of these heavenly creatures that are sit in the presence of the Lord. The prophet says, in the harvest time, he said, you know there is a difference in heaven, in angels, angelic beings. There's angels, there's cherubims, there's seraphims, and they are there before the throne of God. Amen. So not all of them, we refer to them as angels, but they are ranks. You got angels, you got seraphims, you got cherubims. Amen. And every category, they have their own, a specific job they do. There are some who are there just to, we'll see it, they just sing for the Lord. Amen. That's their job. Amen. Day and night. Amen. Since they were created, they are just there. Holy, holy, holy is the highest. Amen. Amen. There are those one who have another specific job. But we are looking at angels first. Because as we seen last Sunday, in every instance that an angel appeared to human beings, there have never been an angel with wings. People have seen angels with wings in visions. Amen. The prophet Isaiah, when he saw seraphims, it was a vision of the throne of God. These are celestial beings. They stay there in the presence of the Lord. Their job is not to come on earth. Amen. Their job is to stay in the presence of the Lord. When the prophet Isaiah saw, he saw the throne, he saw those seraphims, and they were doing a job of singing, of worshiping the Lord. And they've got wings. Amen. When Moses, God told him to build the ark, God told him to put two cherubims. Amen. And the cherubims, they got wings as well. They had wings. So there are others that got wings, but them, they don't come on earth. They are there in the... When you see them, they refer to the throne of God. Everywhere there is everywhere the throne of God goes, those beings, they are supposed to be there. They serve God in his presence. The prophet carries on saying, once the Father, he was surrounded by angels, the archangels, the cherubims, and the seraphims, and the whole host of heaven. And he said, I found that God never did make me an angel. He made me a man. And I'll always be a man and never be an angel. That's an error. God has got angels. Sure, he made angels. And he made cherubims with wings. And he made angels without wings. Amen. It must be clear. Angels, if we take it as a generic term, yes, we may take them that they have wings and some don't have. But specifically, that categories of angels, they don't have wings. Amen. Cherubims and seraphims, they've got wings. Amen. But angels never got wings. That's why we saw last Sunday, every time they came, they were referred to as being men. They had a human appearance. Gabriel, Daniel saw him as a man. In every instance, Abraham, he saw them referring to them as three men coming. In Sodom, the people of Sodom wanted to get them and do whatever they wanted with them because they looked like men. They didn't have any wings on them. Amen. So that's what it is. And there is a reason why God made them without wings. Amen. And he made the other beings with wings. The prophet carries on saying, let's read in the Bible. Who are angels exactly? In Hebrew 1:13, the Bible says, but which one of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemy my footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Amen. So angels, specifically speaking this term, they are creatures that God made to minister to you and me. That's why when God wants to do something regarding to humanity, regarding human beings, he doesn't send seraphims. He doesn't send cherubim. He sends angels. Because they've been created to minister to us. They've been created. That's why the Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around those who fear him. Their job is to serve you and me. That's why when Mary saw Gabriel, Gabriel is not a seraphim. He's not a cherubim. He's an angel. Amen. And he came and he had a human appearance. He didn't have wings at all because angels don't have wings. Amen. So that's why you need to be very careful today. People will come and tell you, I saw an angel. The Bible says the devil, he disguises himself as an angel of light. He will come bright, shine, and everything. And since you don't have the proper understanding of what an angel is, you may end up worshiping the devil. But you need to know that today, God will minister to you and me through angels, but you may dismiss an angel when God sent you that angel. Because you didn't know what representation. That's why we need to be with our eyes open to know that when God deals with you, he will send someone just looking like a human being. You may mistake him, but you may just dismiss the messenger of God to you. Amen. So that's exactly it. These angelic beings, these angels, there may be hosts of them. I don't know how many there are. The Bible refers to them as hosts of the heaven. But their job is to minister to those who will be the, you know, heirs of salvation. So, now the second category of these celestial beings, we are going to talk about the seraphim. The seraphim, their job is there. Every time that someone saw a vision, because in physically on this earth, they are not meant to come to earth. They are not, their job, their ministry is not on earth. Their ministry is to worship God. Their ministry is to stand, to sit day and night before the throne of God. So, the prophet Isaiah saw them. Their numbers, we don't know. But he saw they had wings. They had six wings. Two to help them fly. Two of them to cover their feet. Two of them to cover their faces. So they had wings. He saw them with wings. But who are they? The prophet says, now, it's in Influences, 1964. Now the seraphims, they are not angels. Amen. Now, we understand what it means they are not angels. Because we have to go away from that generic definition of an angel. But we need to be more specific now. There is a hierarchy. We've got angels, cherubims, seraphim. Among the angels, there are ranks as well. That's why they refer to them. They are archangels as well, who are chief angels. Amen? Yeah, so, but they are all angels in that category of angels. And then we have another category that which we are referring to now, which is seraphim. Now, the seraphims are not angels. They are supposed to be the sacrifice burners because the word seraphim means someone who burns something. Okay? They are the sacrifice burner that plead the way for the guilty. He says, now the seraphims are the burners of the sacrifice, which is one of the highest orders of angels. So there is a hierarchy in the, you know, heavenly host. Angels seems to be the lower class. Amen. But the seraphims, the prophet says, they are the highest rank. of angels. Why are they the highest rank? Because they are the one closest to the throne of God. They are the one who sit permanently closest to the throne of God. You go past them, you are on the throne. Amen. So he says, there it was. It was angels. Yeah, he puts now the hierarchy the way it's set. The seraphims, they are next to the cherubims. There were angels, and then seraphims, and then cherubims. It says the seraphims are the highest level. And the seraphim is actually the burner of the sacrifice, making the way for the sinner's approach. It's a real high order of holiness in the temple of God. Amen. It keeps on saying, and when seraphims, the highest order of angels, they sit right by the mercy seat, the burners of the sacrifice, they had to cover their face. So we see these are their role is to make way, because when the Bible says our prayer, our praise, it goes into God's presence as a perfume of good odor. You know that scripture, no? So the seraphim, their role is to take our prayers, is to take our worship and to present it to God. That's their job. They are the one next, the very close to the throne. Isaiah saw them. They were there with their wings, flapping their wings and everything. And day and night, their job is to worship. Their job is to sing. And when we sing here on earth, our melodies, our worship, our everything goes up into heaven. They mix it together with their own worship and present it to God. That makes them the sacrifice burner. Because our worship is a sacrifice we offer to God. Amen. And them being holy since they were created, us being made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ, but sinner by our nature, our praises go, they burn it to take any human nature, anything that's related to our sinful nature, and mix it all together with their own worship, and it becomes a fragrance of good smell in the presence of God. Amen. So don't ever mistake it. Someone tell you, you know, last night I had a vision and an angel came into my house. Okay, the angel came. Yeah, that's very good. We praise God. Sister, how did the angel look like? No, he was in white robe, which is good. It may be. And he had wings. We have to take it, to give it a second thought. Because the Bible says to minister to human beings, to minister to you and me, God uses angels. And angels don't have wings. Amen. Amen. So you need really to take it seriously. When the prophet Branham, in the sermon, how the angel came to me and his commission, he received a visitation of an angel from God. And the prophet never told us that that angel had got wings. He said it was a man. A man came and he spoke to me. He gave me, he told me my life story. He told me this, he told me that. And he said, I have a commission from God to do this, this, this. He didn't have wings. Amen. So we need to be very careful. There's a lot of things going around. There's a lot of teachings going around. Don't be afraid of angels. Amen. Don't be afraid of angels. They have the privilege to sit, to stand in the presence of the Lord, but they are not more worthy than you. Because you and me, God didn't shed his blood for, angels, God didn't shed his blood for angels. Amen. When angels sinned, when Lucifer sinned, he didn't come and shed his blood for him to redeem him. But when you and me sinned, he left his throne to come and redeem us. Amen. And for our sake, and for our salvation, he gave them orders. You guys, you have to be serving these people down there. So, who is more important? Is it you or an angel? Don't be afraid. If someone come and tell, because people are today are very, you know, if I come and say, oh, you know, I saw an angel, they start taking you like a god. No. You can see an angel. It's only God doesn't open you your eyes to see that angel that follow you. Amen. Amen. You have your angel following you. He's there, he's commissioned. Your job is to follow Sister Laura. Amen. Your job is there. Since she was born, is there. Following you, protecting you, doing, because he has been created to minister to you. Amen. So, from today now, you know, if I come and tell you, you know, I saw an angel yesterday, don't make me a god, please. Because people today are made god because they came with a message, I saw an angel. You saw an angel, that's okay. The Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around those who fear God. God only granted you that, you know, privilege of opening your eyes to see the angel. Amen. Amen. So we need to bear that in mind. Who are they? What are they made for? And their appearance. So that you won't fall in any kind of devil worship. Because for the devil, he loves worship. The devil loves worship. You can call him any name. For him, as long as you worship him, that's it. Call him Jesus, he's okay. Call him devil, he's okay. Call him an angel, he's okay. Any name you give him, but as long as you worship him, he's fine. So you need to be very careful not to give him that worship. Because he can disguise himself as an angel. Now you know he can come in any form, but you have to compare his message as well to the rest of the scripture. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for these few words, and we believe that you will enlighten your children so that this knowledge is not only for the sake of knowing, but it is to equip us to fight a better fight, O Lord. Be with us as we commit the rest of the service in your hands, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you.